Good evening, and welcome to a special encore presentation of 7 Second Delay. Andy Breckman is on location with two lucky listeners this evening, doing the photography for a television series which shall remain unnamed. However, we can tell you that it skews very powerfully with women aged 62 to 85 years old. Tonight we will bring you a classic 7 Second Delay episode, which we attempted to rerun several months ago, but the tape was destroyed, or so we thought. We were able to retrieve the recording and transfer it to a CDR. So tonight we're able to bring you the classic Electroshock episode, based on the famous Milgram psychology experiment. This was originally aired April 12th in the year 2000. First, I want you to know that last week's program did not exist.
How about the previous 7 years? Every Wednesday,
no.
Do they exist?
Those exist.
So you're not bringing me the best news.
No, actually.
What was last week's program? I don't even remember what we tried to do.
It has been described as our version of Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music.
Great.
It was our contract-breaking program. In case we ever do get a cable TV deal,
and we want out of the deal.
Basically, if we ever want out of anything,
we could just do that again.
We just pull out last week's tape.
It's good to have.
Yeah. I think that we can get out of any family function that we don't want to attend.
Oh, I already have ways to do that.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yeah, you'll want to read my book.
Okay.
Now, was that the story behind Lou Reed's Metal Machine?
It was a contract breaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan had one of those, too.
Oh, what was that?
Self-Portrait.
Really?
Yeah, that's where he sang The Boxer on that one. It was the last Columbia record.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, they're great. That'd actually be a good show,
What was your contract breaker other than last week's show?
You mean in my career? My career has been a series of contract breakers. So may this show succeed while the shows of my little friends fail, yet may I always be thought of around the campfire as a team player.
Amen.
And I'm afraid the show is going to be exactly what we advertised. We have Big Carlo here. Big Carlo, thanks for coming.
My pleasure, Andy.
Now, when Big Carlo says my pleasure, that's kind of a funny thing to say, and I'll tell you why. Big Carlo has brought his pain machine with him. So what did you say, Big Carlo, that you had to leave work early because... You have to bring your pain machine?
Yeah, I had to skip out early.
To inflict pain on a couple of friends?
And I made sure I got a nice, fresh battery, too. I went to, you know, popped over to the store and got a nice battery. So it's in perfect working condition.
This is a...
It's a Sears Die Hard.
This is a machine that is normally used to... It's medicinal.
It's meant to extract confessions. It's really what it's meant to do.
Perfect. It might do that today. It might become a very interesting show. So we do have this machine. It's normally used to what? To treat muscle problems?
Yeah, it stimulates muscles, relaxes them. It's a TENS unit. I don't know what the TENS stands for, but that's what it's called, a TENS unit.
And we're going to hook it up to, I guess the plan is we hook it up to Justina.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No. And
Justina, we invite our callers to,
Justina,
to just say,
shock them. I also need the phone book. We're going to hook up the electrodes, I think, not to Justina, but to you.
Well, see, I would prefer Justina. That seems like a better idea, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
When she's getting shocked, I will feel nothing. It wouldn't even inconvenience me. I would just feel, you know, maybe a tinge of remorse or guilt. But that would be it, and it would pass quickly. So that's why I would vote for Justina.
What I would like to do is reenact the famous Milgram Authority experiment as portrayed in a TV movie starring William Shatner.
Yeah.
I would like to hook you up to the electrodes, Andy.
I'm sure you would.
Yes. And then I think we should call people out. Now, it wouldn't be fair to ask our listeners to decide whether or not you would be shocked.
Our listeners or my wife. Right. That would not be fair.
But we'll call people who don't know you, don't know me.
For my wife, this is the fantasy show of all time. This is like the dream porn movie of all time.
Well, she might call in, Andy.
God help us.
We don't have to call her.
So this thing has settings 0 to 5. You're going to hook it up to either you or me. We've yet to decide.
No, I think you.
I think you. I would vote you. Why don't we vote?
Okay.
Why don't we vote? Majority rules.
Okay.
I believe we're still living in a democracy.
Yeah, and Carlo and Justina also get a vote.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Justina, we're going to have our first little exercise in democracy here on 7 Second Delay.
Hey, Justina, before you vote, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, did you leave something in my car that night I drove you home a couple weeks ago?
No,
remember I drove you home with like an hour out of my way? I thought you might have left something. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead,
nothing.
Ken.
Yes. All those in favor of the electrodes.
Because I thought I found something in my car after I drove you home 2 weeks ago.
No. All those in favor of Andy being hooked up to electrodes, raise your hands. That's 3. All those in favor of Andy being hooked up, Andy?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote? I'm sorry. All those in favor of me being hooked up to the electrodes.
And you're the one who doesn't drive Justina home.
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
Man! So it's 3-1. Bob Brandon. It's
okay. 3-2.
No,
he just put his hand up. Thank you, Bob.
3-2. Okay. Andy, I am willing to let the first. I am willing to take the first shock.
Okay. Just so you can say that I've done it.
Yes. Okay. Big Carlo, would you please attach the electrodes?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're going to take the first shock.
Okay.
Now, this can be set between 0 and 5.
Right.
You're going to take a 4.
Yeah. No, I'm going to take.
Take a 4. I'll take a 4.
You know what I should have done? I should have brought a dice. Could have just rolled it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. If I take a 4, then you have to take a 4. Okay, okay, fine.
Fine.
Going punch
for
punch.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Punch.
Okay,
punch.
Hang on a minute.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
And the way this is going to work once the electrodes get hooked up to Andy is we're going to call out. We're going to call strangers.
At random from the phone book.
Yeah, we've lined 2 people up already who don't know the show. Don't know Andy. Don't hate him already. And
this is a bad show.
It's better than last week. Just remember.
You know what? I'm not. I would agree with you. You would think that any show would be better than last week, but there's something about this show. There's a fatal flaw here somewhere.
The electrodes being hooked up to you.
I would say that's the fatal flaw.
I can understand
flaw.
Why you would see that. Of course, you would see that as a fatal flaw.
And Carlo, I've seen Carlo's bedroom with the big pictures of Dr. Mangala on his wall. That's what your little nickname is, isn't it, around the camp?
Big Carlo is now getting ready the stickers that are going to attach the electrodes to my arm.
This is a real device.
Just on the forearm.
So we're going to call people at random, and you will be telling them. You will be
the hairless part.
You will be telling them to shock me, and I will be begging them not to shock me.
Yes.
No one's going to shock me.
Well, we will see.
People won't shock me.
And then if the people seem like they don't want to shock you, then we'll invite.
Because you know what my strategy is? I've already kind of thought this out. I'm going to be nice.
Ooh.
You didn't count on that, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right, then.
That's cheating.
No,
if it's you being.
I can be nice, and I'm going to do it.
That's really cheating.
People hate to hurt nice people. Okay.
He's all hooked up.
Okay, so put it on 4. Oh, God. Aren't you scared?
I took it.
Oh, this is the worst. Just the anticipation.
It's non-invasive. It's non-invasive, so, you know, I'm not getting stuck with a needle, so I don't mind so much.
There are two swabs and 2 little, what are they?
I don't know, electrode-y thingies.
There are electrode-y thingies on Ken's left arm. And Big Carlo is grinning like an idiot, standing behind Ken with this stupid device. And what do you do? There's a red button that you push?
That's a little dot.
It's a little dot. And
see, that means it's all ready to go.
Okay, and can we have a sound effect so our listeners at home will know when you're getting shot?
Pulse.
Why? What's the choices?
It's a constant stream of electricity or pulses of electricity.
Constant stream of electricity or pulses of electricity?
Right.
And you've chosen pulse.
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because the pulses are interrupted by moments of no electricity.
Oh, it's like my life.
Yes.
There are moments when the throbbing stops.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Carlo. Okay, I am ready. Is it going to be?
Okay.
Okay.
Shock them.
Ah!
Okay.
Did you get shocked?
I took it. Yes, I got shocked.
Like a man.
Okay. Damn him.
And now the electrodes get attached to Andy Brecker.
Show's over. Roll the theme.
Was that?
Show's over.
You don't mind using the same.
No, I'd be honored. Hold on.
And now the electrodes are going to be attached to Andy Brecker.
Hey, Dr. Mengele, I am not kidding. Listen, you don't shock me until Ken gives you the definite okay. I don't want any accidental shock.
Well, no, the caller who we get on the phone, the idea is that if they press a button on their phone.
Yes. Okay.
Unless they have a rotary phone.
But if there's if you think you might have heard a tone, you have to look to Ken to confirm it.
He has to say, is it safe?
Yeah. No, Carla, you cannot do this just on a whim, or don't make any mistakes.
I won't even be looking at you. I'm not looking at Ken.
Oh, I hate this show.
All right, are we ready to make
No, I'm not quite ready. Let me review quickly. Words you are allowed to say on the air and words you are not allowed to say on the air. You can say damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Is that as bad as you can go?
That's about as bad as you can go.
Damn.
You can say
I think
fudge.
Fudge. Fudge damn, fudge damn. I'm gonna tell you, I might actually, you might want to hit that
then stay away from fudge.
7-second button. I mean, if it really hurts, I don't know, I won't be responsible for what I blurt out. Do you think there's any chance that this will stop the voices in my head?
No.
Do you think there's any chance that although the voices in my head will continue, they will now be talking in funny French accents?
I don't think so.
Then what's the point of all this? Okay, we're going to call people at random.
Do you want to try out?
No!
No?
No.
I find that interesting because he's never tried it, and he doesn't want it until it actually happens.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting that Andy has never felt the shock.
Why would I want a gratuitous shock? I could survive this hour without a shock.
You could. You could. Let's call Alex, who Justina lined up ahead of time.
Okay, and you're going to try to persuade Alex to shock me. But now we need a time limit. You can't just keep him on the phone till he breaks.
Yeah, what do you want, 5 minutes?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay.
If I survive 4 minutes with Alex, then we hang
okay,
up.
But I have to have a minute to talk to him just to set things
no!
up.
No!
Yes!
No! You mean without me defending myself?
Yes! I have to have a certain amount of time.
And does the 4 minute clock start ticking then?
Whenever you want.
Okay, the 4 minute, here's what we'll do. When he answers the phone, the 4 minute clock ticks.
Okay.
The first minute is yours alone. I will agree.
Okay.
Okay, but I can't be shocked in that first minute. I have to
You cannot be shocked in that first minute, but you also cannot speak.
Fine.
During that first minute.
Fine. I can't be shocked till I have a moment for rebuttal.
Right.
Okay, and you can invite callers. Oh, good. Wait, is this someone from the AM?
We have a nurse standing.
This is
PETA.
This is our program director, Brian Turner.
Oh,
he's not.
Brian, there has to be a rule in the station to give out this.
He is not here to save you.
Okay. Any word from the governor?
No.
Okay.
Ken, you want some kind of a signal? You're going to point at me or just wink?
Yeah, Ken will say shock him. No. No, not a silent point.
I'm not going to know when to do it.
Okay, Dr. Mengele.
Okay,
listen
I
to
will
it
say,
carefully. Listen to this.
I'm
is very important to me.
Andy, I'm listening.
You're not going by points because Ken will use a finger. He will emphatically point to something absentmindedly.
Then what's the signal, Ken?
He will say shock him.
Shock him now.
Shock him now.
Shock him now.
Okay. Do you understand? You don't do anything until you hear those words.
Yes, I got it.
Dear Lord.
No, but I might get the person on the phone to use their touch tone.
Fine, and then you will confirm that. It's like in Crimson Tide.
Right.
Two people have to confirm that there's a shock order.
Right.
The guy on the phone hits his button, and then you say shock him now.
It's just like Crimson Tide.
It is, except I'm getting electrodes attached to my arm. Now, do you want to invite listeners to call?
Well, at what point do we invite listeners
That's
to call?
That's up to you. It's your 3 minutes if you think you need listeners.
I think that listeners calling,
If you think that will help your
I only have 4 minutes.
That's a long time. For example, 60 minutes every Wednesday, I know, is an eternity. Mm-hmm. So 4 minutes is a very long time.
All right. Well, if we're having trouble convincing the person, the stranger, to shock Andy.
Or to not shock me. I can have people call in my behalf.
Yeah, but you can't say anything, though, remember?
For the first minute.
For the first minute.
Why can't I have listeners put on? Andy's a nice guy.
Well, then we have to have rules determining when they get put on and when they don't get put on.
Well, Justina can put on. Well, it's up to Justina. Oh, God.
Let's say that.
My life's in Justina's
Let's
hands.
Say that in the last minute.
Yeah.
In the last minute, we will put a caller on.
Or two callers.
No, that's too much.
When do I get someone calling from my corner?
We will just take whoever is waiting in line.
So it's up to Justina now. My life is in Justina's hands.
Yes.
And just remind me, who's her boss? Who decides what her paycheck is and what her raise is? You! It's just not fair. But then I guess life isn't fair. Okay.
All right, I'm calling Alex now.
Hey, Justina.
Alex agreed ahead of time.
Oh, great. Justina? Sweetheart? Cookie? Cookie? Listen, Cookie. You're going to be putting people on the air that will either be in my corner or in Ken's corner. So maybe we should alternate people. Like one guy is calling on my behalf and one guy on Ken's behalf.
We'll see.
Oh, enjoy that bus ride home.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. My name's Ken, and you're on WFMU.
Hey, my name's Andy. Hey, cute kid. Wait, what's that? What is that? That's not a signal.
It's not a signal.
We didn't set up any pre-signal.
Dr. Mangala.
I don't know what that is. Alex, is that at your end?
I'm not sure what that is. Hold on a minute. That is weird.
I'm going to have to call Alex back.
Okay. You know what I was afraid of?
I don't know what the heck that is.
I was afraid of he was listening and Jess was gleefully hitting his button. He couldn't wait.
I don't know what the heck that was. I hope that's not the phone system. Let's try him again.
Oh, no. You mean you hope it's not in our phone system?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because if it was, that would be...
Now, you can't talk. Remember, you cannot talk.
Hi, you reached 434.
Oh, it was his answering machine.
Oh, so maybe he'll pick up.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Please leave your name and a short message, and we'll gladly get back to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Alex. It's Ken from WFMU. We're calling you back. Sounds like the tone is gone. Are you there, Alex?
It's like a reprieve. Thank the Lord.
Alex, can you pick up? Okay, Alex, I'm going to call you back.
Don't do it, Alex. It's a trick.
You can't say that.
He's not there.
I'm going to try him one more time. And then we're calling Mary.
Oh.
Not your Mary.
Hey, that's my wife's name. Well, I got to make sure she knows that.
Okay.
I really
hate it.
Ooh. Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, it's Ken from WFMU.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Okay, it looks like the problems are all worked out now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Andy. Hey, is that your kid in the background?
Yeah, that's my
kid. Oh, they sound wonderful. Oh, go ahead, Ken.
So, Alex, what we're doing here is just a little experiment dealing with punishment and rewards.
Okay.
Now, would you consider giving a mild punishment to my co-host here, Andy Breckman, if it was called for? Is that something you would consider doing?
That depends.
It's like a slap on a wrist.
It's a slap on a wrist.
Yeah. Would you consider doing that in the course of talking to him for 3 minutes? That's all we want to know.
If it was necessary, I guess so.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the exercise here. That's the whole point of the little experiment that we're conducting. Okay, so I'm going to let Andy talk to you now for the next 3 minutes, and then when I ask you to give him a punishment, then you have to agree to give him a punishment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, proceed.
Oh, hi, Alex. My name is Andy, and they have me hooked up to some electrodes.
Okay.
It's not actually a slap on the wrist. This is a serious little device they have.
That can be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's something out of Berlin in the 30s. It's really scary. See, it's my contention, it's my theory that most people are decent people. They would not want to punish anyone. They don't want anyone to get hurt.
Understood.
And Ken Ken takes the opposite point of view. Ken thinks anybody has a little Nazi in them. Anybody kind of might enjoy torturing another human being. And it's kind of so in order to prove my point, I said, let's call people at random. Let's hit the phone book. And that's why we called you.
But
I'm trying to prove that most people are decent, good people. People like yourself.
And Alex, you probably are a decent, good person, but Andy here is not. If you've heard his program at all, you've heard him abuse elderly citizens. You've heard him abuse young children. He tends to use people as props.
Oh,
well, maybe he should have electrodes hooked up to him.
Yes, exactly. And he does have electrodes hooked up to him. Would you be willing now to give him a shock?
Wait, no.
A very mild electric
Alex,
shock.
Alex, let me explain. If you say yes, shock him. If you say, let's shock him, if you hit your button on your touchtone phone, that will administer a painful shock to me. I'm not a bad person. It's true that in the past, on a couple of occasions, there were a couple of moments where I lost my temper.
Uh-huh.
I'm not denying that. But Ken has taken that all completely out of context. You're not perfect, are you? You're not a robot. You've had some bad moments.
No, Alex, if
you don't want to be judged by that for your whole life.
Alex, do you have a touchtone telephone?
Yes, I do.
If you're willing to shock Andy, give him a very mild, painless electric shock. Just press any button on your touchtone telephone.
Okay.
Okay, or you have the option of not doing that, of proving my point, that people are decent, people are good. There's a spark of goodness in everyone, and I'm trying to prove that to my friend Ken.
All right.
I don't know what his problem is, but people aren't evil. People don't like to hurt other people, do they?
I guess you never heard of road rage, huh?
Yeah, you never heard of road rage, did you, Andy?
What is road rage? Oh, road rage on the car, on the road.
Yeah.
I don't approve of road rage. Do you approve of road rage?
No, I don't.
This is exactly, that's a perfect, perfect metaphor for this experiment. Alex, you summed it up beautifully. We're trying to prove to people that you should turn to the angels in your nature, the good side. Turn away from the dark side.
Alex,
turn away from Darth Vader. Oh, I'm sorry, Darth Vader wants to talk again. Go ahead, Darth. You were saying something?
Alex, you only have about 40 or 35 seconds left to administer a very small experimental shock.
Yeah,
to
Darth Vader doesn't want to be proven.
Why am I administering the shock?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
I don't
really,
know. Because Darth Vader
has problems administering pain without cause. Or
Darth Vader enjoys inflicting pain, and he's chosen you as his instrument of evil. Go ahead, Darth. I'm sorry to interrupt. go ahead.
Alex, because he abuses senior citizens and young children, for that reason
I'm
alone.
Not, Alex, I'm even copping to it. I'm not perfect. I've had a few bad moments in my life.
Unfortunately, without being witness to this, I just can't.
Oh, God bless you, sir.
Punishment.
God bless you and your work.
Okay, Alex.
Thank you very much, sir.
4 minutes are up. Thank you very much for playing the game.
All right. Bye.
I could do this all day. So let's just sum up here what's happened. You've gotten a little shocked.
I've gotten two shocks.
Two shocks. That's right, because you tested it out before the
show. I tested it out before you even arrived.
I'm getting to 7 o'clock without a shock. This is perfect. I was dreading the... Oh, you're unbuttoning your shirt. You're getting down to work now.
Yes.
You're getting scared. Oh, this is perfect.
Nobody's going to shock you.
Exactly. Would you?
You know, this is terrible. You're the evil one. Week after week after week, you're the evil one.
I'm not the
but
evil
then
one.
Yes, you are. But then we have shows like this, and you get to portray me as the bad one.
I will.
And
always,
they believe you.
I will always have the advantage. I will always have the advantage if the show involves calling strangers. That's my key.
Yes, that is your advantage.
That's what I need. The home court advantage.
So here, we're calling up strangers. We're calling up strangers, and I'm trying to get strangers to shock you.
Exactly. Why would they?
Exactly.
I forgot to offer
him stuff. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to offer him stuff.
That's right. You can offer him stuff.
I can offer him stuff.
Do you have his address?
Can I call him back?
Sure. I like that guy.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, as if that will somehow dissuade him that you're not evil. Nothing is more evil. Oh, wait, please, let me offer you money to shock him. That's exactly what Darth Vader would do.
No,
that would prove
not.
My point.
Darth Vader would just
He would
shock
offer
you.
T-shirts, though. No, he would offer T-shirts and hats.
Darth Vader has a lightsaber.
There's nothing more evil than calling a guy back. Oh, wait, would you reconsider this? Go ahead, call him back. Go ahead. I won't say a word.
Okay.
I won't say a word. You call him back.
All right.
You see, Ken, people are decent. You give him a chance.
Until they've heard you a few times.
Yeah, but everyone has a price.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. It's,
yes.
It's Ken again, and
yes.
You're on the air.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you to possibly reconsider, for a WFMU T-shirt, would you be willing to administer a small electric shock to Andy? And it really is, we're talking about a 9-volt battery.
No.
No. How about for $5 and an FMU T-shirt?
How about for a week's pay?
A week's pay? Okay, here's my final offer. A WFMU T-shirt, $5, and a CD.
But why am I missing the shock?
Just for entertainment's sake.
Tell them what the band is, Ken.
It's a 9-volt.
What CD is it?
Okay, what do I get for being a nice person?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you're driving me to be evil. I want something
exactly.
for being good.
Alex, isn't this the saddest call you've ever gotten?
Yes, it is.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with Ken. I just want to give him a big hug sometimes.
Hey,
life isn't that bad, Ken. Life, things aren't that dark.
We need a little love in the world.
We need a little love in the world. Let's sing it for Ken right now, Alex. What the world needs now is love. Listen to us,
sweet
Darth.
Love.
That's the only thing. Exactly. That is much too little. Thank you, sir.
No, okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
what do I do for being a good person?
Andy, what
Alex,
get?
You know what's your reward for being a good person? Your kids will grow up being decent and happy kids.
That's good enough.
That's your reward. It is good enough. Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Come on, Darth. You with Dr. Mengele, you got some other calls to make?
This is not going to be interesting.
I think this is great. I'm fighting for my...
Put the electrodes on me.
You can always bribe me, you know. You could offer me things. You know, I am right here.
Oh, that's right. Carlo. Did Carlo...
If all fails.
For a free shock? No, that would be just dirty.
All right, should we try this again?
Let's put it on you.
With Mary?
I can get... With my wife?
No, it's not. It's another... Believe it or not, there's somebody else named Mary other than your wife.
You're going to get a girl to administer shocks, a woman, a female, by offering her CDs and T-shirts? Good luck. I'm glad I have a front row seat for this one. Let's do it. Give her a call. Good luck, Mr. Smooth Talker. Go ahead, Sugar Lips. Let's do it. Talk her into it. I could do it. Let's put him on you. You don't think I could do it?
You think you could talk her into shocking me?
Yes.
How would you feel? What are you going to tell
her? I'm not going to tell you my strategy, because then you'll co-opt it.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
I have to see your strategy in order to co-opt it. So I'm willing to take another shock.
Okay.
Okay. Big Carlo, please move the electrodes from Andy's arm to my arm.
Okay. We're turning the chessboard around. I will be playing white. Ken will be playing the black pieces. The electrodes.
How about that with the hair?
The electrodes are going back up the Ken.
Okay. And now we're calling Mary.
Oh, this feels good. Okay.
Are
okay,
we ready?
But now I am in charge. I get to trigger the killer machine.
It's all hairy with
right? It's no longer, Ken, do you agree? It's no longer you that gets to decide when the shock
Hello?
Is administered. Oh, hi, Mary?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Andy, and I'm calling from WFMU, and you're on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
And we're doing a little experiment today, and we just called people out of the phone book, and I'm so glad we got your name.
Oh, yeah, the lady had called me before.
Exactly. We wanted to make sure you were home. I have my co-host here, and his name is Ken, and we're doing a little experiment. We have a little 9-volt battery. You know the kind of battery that you put on, like, little radios?
Yeah.
It's a little 9-volt one. They're not very big or powerful. And we're just doing a little experiment. It's hooked up to his arm, and we're just trying to see if, you know, Ken has some pretty crazy opinions about the world, and I think he should be punished for some of his thoughts. He has some horrible thoughts, some of the things he thinks and says. And
can't
I think
be no horrible in mine.
Oh, well, then you certainly understand. I think some people, when they think these horrible thoughts, it's good for them to get a little shock, to get a little punishment. And uh-huh. And we're going to leave it up to you. If you say shock him, if you push, do you have a touch tone phone?
Uh-huh.
If you push one of those buttons, Ken will get a little shock.
Okay.
To teach him a lesson that the world is not such a horrible place.
Okay.
Okay? For example, I think policemen should identify themselves as policemen before they stop someone on the street.
Of course they
I
should.
I think racial profiling is a bad thing.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want to talk to Ken about that, not me.
Okay.
Okay.
With Ken on.
Well, Ken's on the air right now.
Mary, I'm right here.
Ken's on the air right now. So I think you might want to teach Ken a little lesson. All you have to do is push one of those little buttons on your phone.
Okay.
Mary.
Okay, let's try it. If you agree with me, let's give it a try.
Okay.
Mary, I've done nothing wrong. I'm hooked up to a car battery.
No, it is not
it
a
is
car
not,
battery.
It is not a little 9-volt battery.
It is not a car battery.
Oh, they ain't going to kill you. Watch
it's not going to kill him. That's right. Yeah,
Mary,
you watch your mouth, you
Mary,
liar.
Do you want to hear
we should teach him a lesson for
lying.
No, Mary. No. Mary, all you have to do is hit one of the buttons on your phone, and you'll teach him a lesson for lying and for treating people badly.
I don't treat anybody
badly. What kind of boss
badly?
Do you have, Mary?
Excuse me?
What kind of boss do you have? Because whatever your boss is, he's an angel compared to this guy.
Oh, I don't have a boss.
Well, you're going to wish, you're going to be glad you don't, because if any all bosses were like Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, let's teach Ken a lesson.
Okay.
Okay, push a button on your phone.
Sorry, Ken.
Mary. There you go. Mary.
Mary.
I hope you ain't burned that shit. You're going to need later on in life.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Mary. I hope that did teach him a lesson. I hope you remember that for a long, long time, Ken. You can't go around treating people like you do.
I think Ken needs one of those attached to him all the time.
I think, let's do it again, Mary. Do it again. That's it. Okay.
So anytime he act up, call me.
Oh, you bet, Mary. We're going to keep your number on speed dial.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love this show. I'm going to be honest with you. I was dreading the show.
Okay, now they go on you.
Oh, no.
And I'm calling Mary back.
No, not so, Mary. Okay. Not Mary. Not that lady. No, she's mine. She's my secret weapon. No.
So in short.
Oh, not Mary. Short, anyone but that lady.
Your strategy.
Call another number. I'll give you 2 free phone calls for everyone Mary.
So your strategy was playing the race card. Basically, making me out to be the man, suggesting that I engage in racial profiling.
Yes.
Yes, that was your strategy.
Yes. What did you think of it? Brilliant.
Well, it was successful, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you. Yes. Oh.
Work it over.
Okay, but don't call Mary back. She scares me to
you
death.
Give me his arm, Ken.
No, you can take my
there
arm.
We go.
Carlo is now. Carlo is now attached.
Anyone but Mary. Anyone but Mary.
You know,
or anyone but anyone.
So I don't know how high the numbers go. Quite
no, right. Don't make
kidding.
That joke. Ken, you can't call Mary. Let's say the rules: you can't call Mary or anyone on her block.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to call. Calling out of the phone book
not
here.
Mary, please,
not Mary. We
not
won't call
lady.
Mary.
Not that lady. That lady scares me.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. Don't worry.
Not that lady.
No, no, I'm not calling Mary. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Hello, Maxwell.
Hi. Is this the bartender?
Yeah.
Hi. You're on the air on WFMU.
Mm-hmm.
On 7-second delay, and I was wondering if you have 4 minutes to spend with us on the phone here.
I don't know that I'm going to have 4 minutes to spend with
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, do you have a touch? Are you on a touchtone phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, we have Andy Breckman, probably the meanest person at WFMU, hooked up to a 9-volt battery, and I'm just asking you to just press any button on your telephone to administer a very, very mild electric shock to Andy.
Any button on my phone.
Any button on your phone. Just do it right now.
No, no, no. Not the first minute. I have to be able to talk.
No, he can.
I have to engage you. No.
I got shocked.
No, you got to engage Mary.
What happened?
Hey, what's your name, buddy?
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean, what happened was...
Oh, Sean, hi, this is Andy.
Sean,
hey,
no, wait
think,
a second.
I
wait
think
a second. I have
you.
Another
no,
30
I...
seconds. Sean, what happened was Andy and I are trading the electrodes back and forth, and he just called somebody who shocked me twice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to shock him back.
So this is turnabout is fair play, huh?
Exactly. Turnabout is fair play. It really didn't hurt me that bad, but Andy's in mortal fear of getting this small line. All you have to do is press any button on your touchtone phone, and Andy will receive a small electrical shock.
I have to be able to talk. Okay. Now, can I talk?
Yes.
No! No! Did he do that?
Let her rest.
No!
Hey, guys.
Ah! Oh, I felt that.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean.
Hey, I'm getting another call on the other line.
Okay, thank you,
I
Sean.
I didn't get a chance. Wait,
that's it.
But it's not a monologue. It's not. You can't unilaterally just babble.
My minute was up. Your time had begun.
But
and
I thought the deal was.
You failed to dissuade him.
No, I didn't say a word. You didn't let me say a word.
You failed to dissuade him.
I let you talk to Mary.
You failed. How did it feel?
I felt it.
Yeah.
It was not pleasant. It wasn't as bad as last week's show. You lied to me.
Yeah, but you used his name. That wasn't right last week.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Throw on Ken.
Exactly. What Carlo just said. I think a lot of listeners may have missed it, Andy.
What?
Was that you were identifying yourself as me last week.
A little low.
I was?
Yes, you were saying.
Wait, remind me.
You were saying that the first prank call that you made, the first Jerky Boys call you made, you said that your name was Ken Friedman. The second call you made, you identified yourself as Dale Butterworth, and then said that the person responsible for the West Nile virus in Farmingdale, Long Island, was named Ken Friedman.
I'm not proud of that show, but it wasn't representative of the body of work.
Okay, now I get to...
Now, fine. Now the electrodes are back where they belong.
On my arm.
On Ken's arm. Will you be willing to take a 4.5? I'll take a 4.5.
No, I'm not willing to take...
Let's do a 4.5.
If you take a 4.5 first, remember, I have taken two extra shocks.
Because of your racial profiling view.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's right. That woman, Mary, shocked me twice.
Yeah.
Okay? And plus, before the show began, I got shocked.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of the show, I got shocked. So I've gotten shocked four times, and you've gotten shocked once.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you will wear the electrodes and let Carlo administer a 4.5, then I will take a 4.5. Or then I will, I will
but
allow.
But it's your turn. All right. We'll stake at 4, and then the final round we'll go 4.5.
Okay.
All right, you can have 4, and I'll do 4.5 next.
We'll keep it on Ken or keep it on you?
We'll keep it on Ken at 4, and then you can crank it up to 4.5 for the big climactic ending.
Yeah. Right now it's going to 4.
Okay.
And who are you calling?
It's on 4. I'm just calling people randomly out of the phone.
Hello, George's.
It's George's.
Oh, hi, George. My name is Andy Breckman. I'm calling from WFMU. It's a radio station in Jersey City.
Okay.
And you know what? You're on the air right now. We're doing a radio show right now.
Good.
And I'm glad we caught you. Hey, do you have a couple of minutes? Because we're doing, it's sort of a fun experiment. We're trying to, I'm trying to prove something to my co-host. His name is Ken. I do a radio show with him.
Hi, George. That's me.
That's Ken over there. And you know what we've done, George?
Excuse me. I'm not George. I'm just an employee.
Oh, you're just an employee. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike, do you have like 3 minutes to spare?
No, because you're calling business and I'm busy right now.
Oh. What's the plan here, Ken?
Excuse me?
Then you would just agree, we'll just do a shorthand version, that Ken should die. He should be administered electrodes and shocks and he should die.
Well, you should call some other time. Thanks anyway for choosing calling here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad we chose there.
Me too.
So you're calling bartenders.
So the short version is... No, that was a florist, actually.
Well, it's true. I know what you're doing. You're trying to call businesses to increase the odds of finding someone on the phone. But if we do find them, they'll be busy and distracted.
But a bartender always has time to shock somebody. that was my theory with that one. Whereas a florist would never have time to shock me.
Florist. you think they're just decent, weak people? Oh, I'd love to get a florist now.
They work with flowers.
That's such a cliche stereotype of florist.
Oh, you want me? I'll go to the Yellow Pages
Fine.
And I'll call more florists.
You call any florist you want.
Okay.
And when I tell them what you said about them.
No, you don't get to lie.
No, you call them weasel. You basically have said they have no spine whatsoever, haven't you?
No,
floors are safe to call. They wouldn't hurt anybody.
Let's get one thing straight. You can't just like get on and lie like you did to Mary and said that like, oh, you don't like racial profiling, do you? Oh, Ken loves it. You can't do that.
Okay, but then you were lying within the next call, calling this a car battery. Yes, you were.
Very, very well.
Okay. But if you're really saying we can't lie, it's like I'm going into battle without any ammunition.
Okay, we can't lie. I won't lie either.
Okay, I won't lie either.
I won't call it a car battery.
I won't lie either.
Now, do you want me to call a florist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same day delivery?
Fine.
Okay.
You know, your attitude towards florists really make me mad, and it's going to make them mad too.
I have no attitude
towards florists. No, you wanted to call the florist. You chose the florist thinking them just kind of weak people.
Not weak. Less likely to shock. Less likely to shock a stranger.
Spineless.
No, not spineless.
People that can't function in the world.
No, that's not it at all.
People afraid of confrontation. Oh, that makes me so mad. My cousin's roommate at college, his father lived next door to a florist.
Mm-hmm. Jersey City Florist, can I help you?
Oh, hi, my name is Andy, and I'm calling from a radio station, WFMU, in Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You're on the air right now. We're really doing a show live on the air. You can tune us in if you want.
Okay.
What is your name?
Mina.
Hi, Nina. Do you have like 3 minutes? We're doing a little experiment.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, we can hold.
Thanks.
No problem, Nina.
Because it's your
because the clock is running.
I found a flaw with calling a florist.
Yeah, they're busy.
Yeah.
Because it's tax day. Everybody's ordering flowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, I'm back.
Hi, Nina. Okay. Hey, listen. We only have a few minutes here. You're so patient. I have a co-host, and his name is, you've probably seen it written on the subway walls or in the newspaper. His name is Ken.
Hi, Nina.
You probably heard about Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Let me tell you, a lot of what you heard about Ken is not true. I actually know him, and he can be very nice. But what we're doing now is we're trying to teach Ken a lesson. He has a little 9-volt battery hooked up to his arm, a little electrodes to administer shock.
Not so little, Nina.
And Ken should be punished. Everyone agrees that he needs to be punished. He's
okay.
The boss here. He's like the worst boss you've ever had.
Actually,
but what Ken said is maybe if we call a florist, they'll go easy on me. They'll be less prone to punish me, even though I deserve it, is what he's thinking.
Yeah, Nina. Actually, what's happening is Andy has a diabolical mind, and he has actually hooked me up to electrodes that are connected to a battery, and he's trying to find people who will administer a shock to me. I don't think that regular people would do that.
So, Nina, all you have to do, you have a push-button phone?
Yeah.
If you push any button, like button 1 or 2 or 3, you will administer
Nina
a little corrective shock to Ken, the worst boss in the world. You've had bad bosses,
Nina,
right?
Would never do that.
Ken, Nina knows what a bad boss is like. And, you know, I'm sure you've read Page 6 and you've read stuff about Ken. And, you know, and let me just say something first off about the sexual harassment stuff. An indictment is not a conviction. You were never convicted. I'm saying I don't believe it. I'm agreeing with you, Ken. I don't believe any of that. Anyway.
Nina, I've never been accused
exactly.
of sexual
oh, that's
harassment.
Right. I guess technically you could say that Ken has never been to court on a sexual harassment
case. No, I've never even been accused.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Ken.
Nina, Andy's making it up, Nina.
What we think he needs is a little corrective. A little corrective shock to teach him a lesson. I said, call anyone. Anyone would agree with me. He said, how about a florist? He thought maybe a florist wouldn't have backbone.
I thought florists would be nicer people, Nina. Am I right? Florists
yeah,
are nice people.
Cool.
But
yeah.
They're not stupid. They live on Earth. They know what a bad boss is
a
like.
A florist would never shock a stranger on the telephone.
How about a bad, bad, bad stranger? How about that, Ken?
I'm not a bad, bad stranger.
I didn't say bad, bad. I said bad, 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 bad.
I'm a very nice stranger.
Oh, please, Ken.
Who happens to be hooked
maybe,
up,
Nina.
Who happens to be hooked up to electrodes, I mean, not
Ken,
of my own choosing.
And we see right through you. And Nina does, too. She just met you.
Oops, hold on.
Oh, go ahead, Nina. Take your time. Because the clock is running.
I'm back. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Nina, all you have to do, you only have 45 seconds left to make your decision. If you can administer a very gentle correction to Ken,
Nina,
by pressing one to teach him a lesson.
I've been shocked 4 times already.
Exactly. People that know Ken,
it's not
can't
so
wait to shock him. So what do you think, Nina? Is it time to show Ken a little?
Oh, God.
What do you think? It's something, you have 30 seconds. Come on, Nina.
She would never do it. This is
She's a nice person. But being nice also means that there are responsibilities and Ken, consequences to your actions.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Nina?
Yeah.
Consequences in this life.
Nina,
let's you and I teach Ken that. Press one of those buttons.
Nina, I've done nothing wrong.
Hey, press one of those buttons, Nina. Let's just show Ken a little something about responsibility and what it takes to be an adult. Go ahead.
Nina,
let's do it.
Nina, I did not.
Nina, press number one.
I did not ask
Come
for
on,
the
Nina.
Electrodes.
3 seconds. Nina.
I can't.
Thank you, Nina.
I'm so sorry.
Nina, no, you did the right thing.
Nina.
You passed the test.
You're going to hell, Nina.
No, uh-oh. Nina. No,
you are
Nina.
Going to hell now.
Nina, you're going to heaven because you did not shock me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You did the right thing.
You're responsible. When you read about him in the paper, the things he does, you know that you could have stopped him. Okay.
Thank you, Nina. You really are evil. Even though she didn't shock me, she's apologizing. You had her apologizing to you for not shocking me.
I was so close. I wonder if her finger was kind of
yeah,
on the button.
She wanted to.
She wanted.
She really wanted to.
If I had 20 more seconds. You know what it was?
I was saved by the bell.
Those other calls.
Yeah, yeah, among other things.
Calling a
florist. Okay, well, the electrodes now get transferred to Andy Breckman, and I'm calling a bartender. Let's call Citizen Kane's Ale House.
But
that's what I'm calling.
Okay, but
Citizen Kane's Ale House.
Okay. But he's not a Nazi, is he? An American Nazi?
Technically, no.
Okay, let's just say the rule is you can't tell anyone I'm a Jew. That has to be one of the rules.
Okay, fine.
You can't even hint I'm a Jew.
That's fine. No, I wouldn't say anything like that.
I'm scared.
Citizen Kane's Ale House.
I did. I took one good.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Big Carlo here. He's telling me how good I was before.
I'm both your executioner and comforter.
Exactly.
Oh, and is it going to be set to 4? The electricity is going to be set to level 4
and
now.
Then you'll do a 4. We have time for you one more time.
Certainly.
Okay, turn it to 4. Go ahead, Carlo.
I have it all ready to go.
Carlo, you're the one that scares me the most.
Hi. Whoops. Apparently we got their fax line.
Oh,
they're more advanced than I thought.
Okay. So now it's your turn?
I'm calling their other number.
Okay. Hey, if anyone wants to call and speak on my behalf, children, call me. Children, call me and tell them to stop the shock. 201-200-9368. I will put any children on the air if they're on my side. You get to be on the radio. 201.
I get to talk for the first minute.
Yes, remember. But then me and the children talk. 201-200-9368. Children, you don't want Uncle Andy to get a big bad shock, do you? Hey, Justina, put children through. Cute-sounding children. With lisps. Like the kid in The Music Man, like little Ronnie Howard. Come on, kids. 201-200-9368. I want kids.
Bars,
hey, listen, any kids that get through, any kids that Justina puts through, pretend you're my kid. Talk about how much you love your daddy. Please don't hurt my daddy. Please don't hurt my daddy. Justina, put a kid through. Is there a kid?
Yeah, put through one of the kids that Andy's abused.
No. I want a kid that has never heard of me.
I'm just looking for another bar to call.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you call it from the Yellow Pages?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Or call it a car dealer.
A car dealer?
Yeah.
Car salesman.
Right, because...
And then I'll call it. That was not what I was going to...
Because you've always told me that they're powerless.
Well, I actually admire and respect them. That's the one profession that I think I admire more than any other.
Yeah,
a little boy on my side? On my side? Okay, I want him on the air. Oh, yeah. A little boy. What's his name? Little boy that's on hold. Just pretend you're my kid.
Hey, Jake?
Yeah?
Hi, you're on the air with Andy.
Yeah.
Andy's got the electrodes hooked up to him right now.
Hi, Jake.
And you know what, Jake? If you pushed any button on your telephone, Andy would get a little shock. Wouldn't that be funny? It would be so funny.
I got to be able to.
It's just like tickling him or something. You'd probably hear him jump. Wouldn't that be great? All you'd have to do is push a little button and Andy would jump and laugh.
You are evil.
We'd all laugh. So go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Jake, wait. Jake, this is Andy. I'm the guy that you might hurt if you push the button. You don't want to hurt anybody, right?
Mm-mm.
What does your mommy and daddy say about hurting people? You should never do it, right? And your teacher, they'd be mad at you, right?
But it's not really hurting. It's just like wrestling or something.
And when Jake gets punished by his parents, what will you do, Ken?
Oh, Jake won't get punished.
Yes,
I don't want him to be electrocuted.
Yeah, you don't want to push the button.
Jake,
yeah.
Jake, it would be so funny.
No. You see, Ken, hurting people is not funny.
No, listen to this.
No. No. See, Ken... Ken, you're mean.
We weren't really.
I want Ken to be electrocuted.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Because then maybe Ken wouldn't be so mean anymore. Maybe all the demons in his head will go away. Be nice, Ken. Be nice. Okay? Well, you think you could try being nice, Ken?
Okay, then electrocute Andy.
No, I know. You're the nicest. Thank you, Jake.
Hey, Jake, if you give Andy a little shock, I'll send you a whole bunch of Pokemon cards, okay?
Okay.
All right. All you got to do is push a button on your phone, and I'll send you like a Charizard and a Gyarados. And are there any other cards you're looking for? Because I have them all. I got spares of every card.
Wait, but what do I do again?
All you got to do is hit any button on your telephone.
But if you do that, it might hurt Andy. You
know, okay.
It wouldn't hurt him that much.
Yes, it
would. Okay, I will.
Go ahead, do it. All you got to do is push a button. Okay, Jake.
Fuck. I told you, everyone has a price. Everyone has a price, Andy. I told you.
Oh,
okay, Jake. So, Jake, thank you very much. Now, which cards do you want? Jake?
Yeah?
Which cards? You did great. We're all having fun. Andy's not hurt. He's smiling. Andy's actually smiling. So which cards would you like?
Hey, Jake, don't be late for the next...
A Blastoise.
Yeah. A Blastoise? Okay. Yeah. Blastoise.
And I would like...
What else?
Let's see.
And Jake, bring the cards to the next Hitler Youth meeting, and you can swap them with the other Hitler boy.
What's
Every single card in the world?
What's that?
Which cards do you have?
Well, you just mention a few cards, and I'll do my best because I have spares of a lot of them.
Okay, Blastoise.
Blastoise, okay.
And
what else?
Try your hardest for the evolved form of Onyx, a rock throw. Maybe you don't have that.
Evolved form of Onyx.
Oh, do you have the Eva Braun card?
No.
She was Hitler's girlfriend.
Okay, Jake.
Do you have the Himmler card?
Jake, you know what you got to do now is call back Justina and give Justina your address so I can mail you the cards, okay?
I already can give you my address.
Well, you don't want to give it over the air because people like Andy will take that information and you just don't want to do that.
But when do I do it?
I'm going to hang up now, and then you have to call back, and then Justina will pick up again, and then you can give her your full name and your address, and I can mail you the cards. Okay, thanks a lot, Jake. Jake, that was a lot of fun.
Right. Okay. Hail Hitler, Jake.
Hail?
I think it's Heil.
Yes, it's Heil.
I say hail because it's more informative. It's more informal.
Informal.
All right. So the electrodes are back on Ken.
He almost got you at first. He said, do it to Ken.
Yeah. I turned him around.
Ken was a spin
Pokemon.
Ken the spin doctor.
Pokemon cards.
Isn't that interesting how you can get 5 or 6 year olds to do anything?
I wonder if he's getting punished.
You can get 5 or 6 year olds or that woman Mary to do anything.
It's Pokemon cards.
All right, you tell me who you want me to call. There's some people.
Call a car dealer.
A car dealer?
Yeah.
Okay. A rental?
No, call a new car dealer.
I'm looking for
car sales.
Automobile dealers.
Yeah.
Oh, automobile used cars.
Yeah.
Automobile new cars.
A big car dealership.
Okay, all right.
What car dealer are you calling?
Saturn.
Fine, I don't care. No, okay, well, they're usually,
they don't
haggle
nice.
As much.
Thank you for calling Saturn of Jersey City, a member of the Salerno Duane Group. For sales, dial 1.
Sales, dial 1.
Dial 2 for parking.
We can't do that on this stupid phone system. All right, what do you say? Toyota?
Yeah,
Volkswagen?
Toyota. Oh, Volkswagen.
Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah. A nice old German car.
Okay.
Give me that
Hitler's car. Oh, beautiful. Finally, we've stumbled onto a cell of Nazis.
Okay.
Beautiful.
AC Volkswagen.
Hi, sales, please. Car salesman. A Volkswagen salesman.
Hello, sales.
Oh, hi. My name is Andy, and I'm calling from WFMU. We're a radio station.
Right.
And we're calling from Jersey City. And you know what? You're on the air right now.
On the air?
No joke. You're on the air. What is your name, sir?
My name is Lou.
Lou?
Yes.
My name is Andy, and it's great to meet you. And we are doing a little experiment live on the air. It's WFMU. And it's an interesting kind of a psychological experiment. I'm here with my co-host, Ken Friedman. Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lou.
How you doing?
Friedman. Ken says shalom, and we have electrodes hooked up to Ken's arm, a little 9-volt battery hooked up to Ken's arm, and Ken and I were talking about car salesmen and the kind of people car salesmen are, and he said some pretty awful things, and I said, if I can get a car salesman on the phone,
I did not.
I bet that car salesman would want to give you a little corrective shock, would want to punish you.
Lou,
are you at a touch-tone phone?
Yes, I am.
All you have to do is hit a button, like one or two. Just hit any button, and Ken will get a little corrective shock that'll teach him a lesson. I think being a car salesman is a job to be proud of.
So do I.
Especially if you're proud of the product and you're helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and Ken was kind of putting them down, kind of dissing them, as we say.
Andy, you were the one who was doing that.
No. Andy, so I said, if we got a car salesman, I think a car salesman would want to give you a little punishment, Ken,
Lou,
to teach you the error of your ways. Lou, all you have to do is hit the number one button. And
you want me to hit it now?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that,
Uncle Ken? Lou, you've done them all proud. You've done car salesmen from coast to coast proud.
Thank you.
God bless you, buddy.
All right, take care.
Okay, I'll see you at the next rally.
That was quick and easy. Okay, now it goes up to 4.5, doesn't it?
You know what the most beautiful sentence in the English language is?
What?
You want me to do it now? You can't get sweeter than that. Okay. Now, who do you want to call? The NRA, local branch? We're just inching our way up the ladder.
Good question. I don't know. A banker?
I'll take a banker.
No, no. Bankers like to, you know.
Want to be your friend.
Yeah, bankers want to pretend to be your friend.
And they have a reputation. You want me to do it now? Like a dream.
Somebody really bored. A copy shop. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, a copy shop.
Right.
Okay, so we're at 4. We're not at 4.5. We've never agreed to that.
No.
No, it's still at 4.
Hello, Frank Lisprey.
Hi, this is Ken from WFMU, and you're on the radio. We do a lot of copying over at your place.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. And you're actually on the radio, and we're doing a little experiment right now.
Yeah.
My friend Andy Breckman here, who's one of the shock jocks here at WFMU, he likes to call people up and do prank phone calls, and he basically likes to make fools out of them. And we're trying to teach him a little lesson here. We've hooked up a little bit. We've hooked up some electrodes to his arm, and we've got a very small battery, a 9-volt battery, hooked up. Are you on a touch-tone telephone?
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is press a button on your phone, and Andy would get a little shock, and it would make a lot of people out there very happy because they've heard all of Andy's cruel antics on the air. He makes fun of little kids. He makes fun of senior citizens.
When can I hit the button?
Anytime.
No. Go right ahead. Wait, you got to let me talk for a minute. Hey, what's your name, buddy?
Roger.
Hey, you know what this is? My name is Andy. I'm hooked up to this battery. Uh-huh. If you hit a button, I'm going to get shocked.
It's a 9-volt battery.
Ken was saying people that work in copy shops are so stupid they can be talked into anything.
That's not what I said.
And I was saying that
That's a lie. You're not allowed to lie.
Oh, that's true.
That is a lie.
That is a lie.
See, now he's acknowledging that it's a lie. He gets on here and lies every week.
Here's what I was saying, buddy.
Press any button.
No. If you press a button, I will get hurt.
Press it. He won't get
I
hurt.
I will be shocked.
Hey, we've been doing this to each other for the last hour. It's not going to make any difference.
It hurts, and it makes a difference to me. And you know what? Imagine, you have kids? Do you live at home? You live with your mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine if your mom's listening. I think she is listening. Okay? Does your mom want to hear you hurt somebody?
Your mom would never be listening to this.
What did your mom always say about hurting people? Man, you don't do that. I don't know what Ken's thinking, man. People are not like that,
Your mom probably said that when there's really awful people out there, then it's okay to hurt them.
Oh, yeah, if there was. Oh, do you know an awful person? We should do that.
Yeah, you.
We should get an awful person in here and hook up the electrodes to them.
Yeah, you only
That's a great idea. Why don't we do that? Because you and I are so nice. That's a good idea, Ken. Hey, maybe we'll call you back sometime when we have an awful person.
No, we have 2 minutes to go, or a minute 45 seconds. If you want to hit any button, it'll be fun. We've been doing this to each other for the last hour.
Okay, but first you have to explain to your mother why you're doing it.
She'll never know.
No, oh, she's listening.
All right, I hit a button.
No,
you, all right. Thank you. That was fun.
He's hitting a button.
Great.
All right, let me.
Hey, that was a lot of fun, and I'm gonna come. What's your name again?
Roger.
I'm gonna come by and thank you.
All right.
No. Stay away from Roger. All right. Let me hit a button.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
All right.
What have we learned here?
What have we learned?
Here's what I've learned. I've learned there is an evil in the universe, and its name is Big Carlo.
Oh, no. Hey. I want to thank
Big Carlo for bringing his electrodes down.
Yeah, bringing the pain machine. Yeah, no problem. My pleasure, says Big Carlo. And
I'm only a phone call away, Andy. You know, if you piss off Ken, he could always call me up.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're Kent's enforcer. Now,
I'm his strong man. I'm his Luca Brasi.
I will not be here next week.
Call me Luca.
I have some family stuff to do. It's the Jewish holiday. What are you going to do next week?
I don't know.
Run some kind of old... why don't you run a tape where I don't get shocked or hurt? For a change.
We got lots of those, actually. No, we're going to have to do this again.
Yeah, maybe. Or we'll do something else entirely.
How about we... Yeah, I'll bring something else. I'll bring another item.
Yeah, if you have any other pain equipment.
Or it could be the opposite, like a big ostrich feather or something. We'll tickle them. We'll tie them up and tickle them.
No, pain. Something that causes pain, yeah.
I think we've answered the question, why isn't Carlo invited to more parties? And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Stay tuned for... Meyer Grenundin up.
And actually, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County 91.9 FM. Hopefully next week we have another live detention, if we're going to call that 7-second delay. Now for the next hour, stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue. Ron. Can you find that? Okay.
I promised DJ Tarnophonic Todd, not Tarnophonic Todd, that I'd blow the roof off this place, and I can't think of a way to do that right now, but I'm hoping you will help me. My name is Sue Braun. This is Do It For Me, DIFM, to you and your posse. Hash Brown, DIFM. This is the show. It's the call-in program, folks. There are no limits. There are no restrictions. I don't care. Just call. Just whatever. What's on your plate tonight? What's on your plate? You got a mother-in-law that won't stop yapping in the back seat? You ready to turn around from the driver's seat and just backhand her? Are you tired of looking through digital media, music, reviews, and seeing nothing but hot chicks making money showing their tattoos and their bellies and stuff. I would like, please, for more body types to be represented. Why is everybody naked anyway? Who cares? You seen one toned up or torn up torso? You seen them all. Nobody wants that kind of pressure. Listen, as a music fan, I don't want to be pressured. I'm sure it was enough pressure when, like, Henry Rollins, who does our theme song, came out and he's all ripped and everything. And, you know, he's appearing before a bunch of, like, skinny, awkward, scrawny guys and kind of flabby, you know, flabby people or underfed people. People don't have access to maybe, you know, a kick-ass gym. When he came out and he's just like, I'm the new physical prototype. I'm the standard, man. This is what y'all should be looking like in order to rock. You can't be hardcore without all these tattoos and an 8-pack in front. I mean, that must have been really hard for the boys at that time. And even now, Danzig, you know, all that, the ripple effect was unbelievable in rock and roll. After Iggy, after Henry, well, nobody paid attention to Iggy, but then like Henry Rollins and all these muscle-bound guys. And now they're doing the same thing with girls. The same thing. Not that like Susie Quattro ever had, you know, flab rolls or anything, but the pressure was always there. You can't be rock and roll, allegedly, unless you're, you know, you look the way that they're marketing to you. So now more and more, I see these young ladies looking like, you know, they go to the gym all the time, and this is the definition. It's not even rock and roll what they're, I don't know what they're doing. Like hip-hop synth rock or something. Nothing electrifying, because if you go through the years, like each one of these people are flushed down the rock and roll toilet, only to be replaced by another pretty face. So if you think it's sexism on my part to talk about this, why don't you address your concerns to those who are marketing this garbage? That's all I'm saying. My boy Martin Shkreli came out. Yes, yes. You know he's my boy if you listen to this. Hashtag DIFM. He's the guy who, he's the worm who got baited by the American public. He's the guy who took our thrashing and our anger on when he decided that he was going to be an above board capitalist, like a hoggy piggy capitalist. And we all got mad all of a sudden out of nowhere. So now the EpiPen people, they went ahead and raised your kid's price for an EpiPen.